Hey!
Matt Damon! What's up, Danny Boy? And welcome, everybody.
Matt Damon?
Well, you got to hear the intro video audio that played with it. Man, you just screwed me all up. I was right in a flow. I was about ready to nail this thing. And then I'm fucking... You just rained on my parade. Welcome, everybody, to Exotica TV, Happy Hour-ish, episode 455,000, quarantine day
922, actually.
Yeah, whatever. It's 22. I feel 22. We got an exciting one today, and I'm glad I just survived like the rainstorm of the century up here in Philadelphia. I didn't lose power, so hopefully we stay in one piece here. Holy shit, man. That was crazy.
Dude, I don't even want to hear it, man. Because we had a couple of weeks ago, we had, Jersey. We had Tropical Storm Isaias or whatever the hell you say it. And it sucked. I had 7 people living in my house, 3 dogs, because they were all without power.
Whips, chains,
then
whistles,
I got,
yo-yos.
I had a duck giving me the finger. And
my grandmother riding by on a bicycle. Giving me the finger.
A yo-yo and a duck.
Yes.
So anyway, and I'm looking at the Skype feed or whatever, and I see our guests just looking at us like we're a fucking bunch of idiots.
They were doing that when we before we went on air.
Correct. So Jay, by the way, and now that hit you. I lost power the other day for 3 hours because a tree limb that was hanging there from the storm decided to fall on somebody's power line and take it all out. But now if the storm is you, we got about 2 hours before it hits me.
It's coming. Well, listen, I have a big surprise for you.
Nothing like you got with the...
I have a big surprise for you today, Dan, tonight. It's a surprise. Oh, I didn't tell you about this ahead of time because you would have tried to talk me out of it. But I decided what to do with all of the money that we've made during Exotica TV.
How much were we up to?
We were at 71.50 or something like that. 72.50, something like that. $72. That was since we started putting money on this thing and like allowing people to donate and whatever, we made $72. So do you want to know what I did with the money, Dan?
$72 in 22 weeks. Well, what'd you do?
Do you want to know what I did? Well, while I'm talking to you, I'm going to go ahead and pop up our cryptocurrency email or our wallet addresses for both Bitcoin and Ethereum, because Dan, you are now the proud owner of $72 worth of Ethereum. We have bought into cryptocurrency. We're gonna turn the $72 into billions. Probably won't even have to do Exoticas anymore. And so now you have Bitcoin over you and I have Ethereum over me. Can't even see your pretty face. And when this stuff moons,
I see an Affliction logo though, you douchebag.
Dan tonight is sponsored by Affliction. That was also what I decided to add to him. So there you go. So Dan, do you want to know how our investment is doing so far?
Yes. How much money have we lost?
We are up 3.27% for a total net gain of $2.39.
All right, there we go. Everybody, if you want to add to our riches, you'll see a little thing scrolling by, either this way or that way. I can't really tell which way I'm going. But it says, just a tip, send us a tip, Exotica or streamlabs.com/exotica to donate to us. So
listen,
we're trying to cure migraines for Kit Mercer.
When crypto
affliction.
When cryptocurrency moons, we won't forget the little people. That's what I'm basically saying.
Dude, Jay and I had a bet. Well, it wasn't really a bet.
Dude, listen, I don't even want to go into this. Let's just keep moving.
Bitcoin, and guess who's got more money right now? Real money.
Yeah, but Dan, now I'm in low. Now we're starting low. We're coming in hot. Speaking of hot, did you see that, Dan? Did you see my segue?
Yes, I did. And just real quick, because we usually go down this. Today is our 22nd show. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for 22 fucking weeks of Exotica TV. 22 weeks.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a 3-hour tour, Jay. It was supposed to be a month. It was 2 weeks, actually. And then we were going to be all good.
Well, guess what, my friend?
Guess what? It's August 28th. and it is National Red Wine Day, even though I'm drinking whiskey.
Ooh, I wish I had known that.
National Thoughtful Day, so you can't be mean to me. Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day for all of our puppies that we've lost. National Bowtie Day. And, ready for this? National Power Rangers Day.
All right. Okay. I mean, you know, I often wonder, like I said last week.
Stop right there, because that's going to be my segue.
Okay, never mind.
You ready?
Go for it.
It's my segue. Because you know what's better than that can kick a Power Rangers ass? A ninja and a Captain Marvel. Even though one of our guests isn't, but she loves zombies. So a zombie could probably beat a Power Rangers ass. And Captain Marvel can definitely kick the shit out of a Power Ranger. So... without further ado, our lovely, lovely guest for this evening, the one and only Captain Marvel, Triple X, Kenzie Taylor, and what I have dubbed the Asian Sensation. You like that shit?
Sensation.
Ember Snow.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, Link? Hey.
You like that, Ember? Is that a good, like, little pack for you?
When I first read that, I was like, is this a typo? But now that you're saying it,
see,
it makes sense.
Sensation.
I don't make typos.
Sensation.
Your publicists know what's up. They get that wordplay. That's why you pay them the big bucks.
No, I'm the one who...
Oh, come on. Don't say that. That was definitely on a bio somewhere.
No, I shit you not. It was not. It was something I did that. Now, granted, I've used it also for Gianna Lynn back when I was a magazine editor, for Gianna Lynn, for Asia Carrera, for Tara Patrick. But, Ember, that's yours. I never gave it to anybody. It's yours. It's my gift to you.
You can keep it.
Aw, thank you. Thank you for blessing it to
take
me.
Take it.
Holy
take
shit.
Take it. All right. So, what's up, ladies?
That much.
Yeah, seriously.
So you guys are both in California?
It's like the worst question these days. It's like, so, what have you been up to?
A little bit of OnlyFans. And, you know, a little bit of OnlyFans. But you guys started shooting again, right?
Oh, thankfully. Yeah.
Yeah, I did, for sure. My first scene back was the third week of June. And I've been, like, nonstop shooting.
Did it all come back like 110%, like because of that, the lack of content for the months that it was, like, was when everybody fired it up were the phones just off the hook?
No, believe it or not, there's a lot of companies that aren't back yet because they're still freaked out. But the ones that are back, the new protocol now is we have to be COVID tested within either 24 to 72 hours. So Some sets it's 24, some it's 48, some it's 72. So everybody's different. I feel like I live at the testing facility because I'm constantly COVID testing, which is totally fine.
Wait, so and they're not like Dan goes to get COVID tested every week, but it's only because they do a suppository anal one in New Jersey. So the one that you guys do, are they like, do they have to dig all the way into the back of your brain like they were when they started, or have they gotten a little bit like?
Suck like a giant dick, but instead it's a little Q-tip and they're like on the back of our tonsils.
It tickles.
I was watching.
I actually did get COVID tested last week and it fucking sucked.
It was in his butt.
Okay, it's gonna be 10 seconds. I got the antibody, the blood test, no problem. But then they come in with the giant fucking Q-tip and 10 seconds and she like, doctor like sticks it up there and she's like swirling around, like counting to five, then she goes to the other one. My eyes are tearing. I'm like in the chair, like ready to punch her. It was the fucking worst. And you know what? It was anticlimactic because I'm negative.
Wait, would it have been more worth it if you were positive? Is that how that works?
Yeah, because I wasn't sick. I was asymptomatic. So I would have been all right with it. Then I would be done with this shit and I could go out and, you know, and do shit and not worry about if somebody's face dick is hanging out under their mask. Out of their mask.
The worst.
That's another one I came up with. Face dick.
The face dick. Trademarked. Oh my god.
Trademark.
I was watching the, what is it, Hard Knocks on HBO or Showtime or whatever, you know, the preseason camp for football teams or for the NFL. And it was funny because they showed like all the players have to get tested every day that they walk in. And like these dudes walk in and they're just like jacked and huge and like could crush like human skulls with their hands. And at the woman would come at them with like a little like Q-tip or like, God forbid, they had to get blood drawn. And I've never seen grown men cry like that. Like, oh my God, they were like terrified of it. There were guys that were like had to like look away and like, you know, yeah. So
I'd love to see this.
You guys are champs. HBO is all you got to do. You go watch a bunch of grown men cry.
Yeah, you said it's Hard Knocks.
Yeah, Hard Knocks.
Yeah, it's, usually they follow like one football team for training camp.
Right.
And but this year, for whatever reason, they're doing two. They're doing the Rams and the Chargers.
Well, because they can. They're
so it's
in
like
their
Hard
backyards.
Knocks, Los Angeles.
Yeah,
yeah. So they're doing that.
Dude, they showed the fucking new stadium that they're building in San Diego or is it in L.A.?
No, they're in L.A.
L.A. And what was a $2 billion stadium. That thing is the craziest. It's got like a screen that goes completely around. It's like a full 360 around the stadium, but like hangs down in the middle. I mean, that shit is, it's kind of crazy to think that it's just going to sit empty for the next, like, you know, at least probably the next season.
So Ember, Kenzie, you're a big, like, you know, college football fan, right? You love the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
I
mean, how do you feel? I mean, there's not that to look forward to this year. I mean,
yeah, I'm really bummed about it. And, you know, I really feel bad for the players that where it's like their senior year and they're not even getting to play. And it's almost like, well, what if they didn't have the college scouts come look at them previously and they were looking forward to this year?
Yep.
Not college, but NFL. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just really sucks.
So many of those guys, I mean, literally you have like a 1-3 year college career, you know, like it's fast. Mm-hmm. And like, and then all of a sudden, you know, like you take away one of those and you're missing 33% of your like college, you know, college games. It's
Jay, sucks for those guys. Jay's just bitter because he got thrown off of the ice dancing team at his college.
This is true. I didn't.
Do you have a video?
No. I do. You do not. No, nobody does.
But you know what, Jay? You know what I just realized before we came on. So this is the anniversary of two momentous occasions in the history of Exotica.
I think I know both of them. Go for
it. So the first one is the good memory. Well, it's not really a good memory. It was a bad memory that we made a good memory. Was you guys weren't in the business yet, but we did Exotica LA for 2 years, and it was second year we did it in 2011. I just met my girlfriend. We went on our first date the day before I flew out to LA. So here I am out in California talking to her. Hey, yeah, I'm at a, you know, porn convention and all this stuff that we're doing. But it was one of the worst shows ever. At that point, it was the worst show ever at that point. But the good news is, Jay, today is our 9th anniversary of the greatest night in the history of any, you know, red-blooded American male.
Yep.
We got to go to the Playboy Mansion.
Yep.
Ooh.
It was.
So that's it. We discussed it in the past.
It was an epic, like, it was an epic scene that, like, almost didn't happen a few times. And, like almost didn't happen as we were in a limo bus, like, rolling up to the Playboy Mansion. Somebody called and was like, oh, man, they're not letting anybody else in. And, like, we, you know, we were extreme lows, extreme highs. At the end, they let us pull up into, like, the turnaround in front of the building. We, like, walked out. One of our buddies went fully naked with just the bathrobe from the hotel on. He walked in. He walked straight from the limo bus to the pool, got to the pool, dropped
the grotto.
Dropped his bathrobe and just naked jumped into the pool. He was like, dude, this is what I've been waiting for, this moment my entire life. Like, it was.
And we almost got thrown out because we were, so they had, have you guys ever been there?
No,
I was invited once, but I never went.
There was had a zoo there. So in the zoo, there was a cage with all these like fucking monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the monkeys weren't fucking, they were just monkeys.
They probably were though.
So we decided to go smoke a joint over there. And the security came and said, please don't get high around the monkeys. They
don't smoke weed around the monkeys. Yeah, you're not allowed to smoke. So, there's a little known fact. You're not allowed to smoke weed around Hef's monkeys.
The low was this very weekend also in Exotica history was our worst show ever. And you'll appreciate this, Kenzie, because you're a Michigan fan. And we were in Columbus, Ohio, a couple blocks from Ohio State. It was move-in weekend, and we did Exotica Columbus. Why, you ask? Because fucking Dallas, Texas threw us out, and we needed to find a fourth show that year. And it was and the only place.
And you guys were like, let's go to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Why not? Well, the question was, listen, are we going to be big fish in a little pond, or are we going to be little fish in a big pond? You know, like we're always like, you know, we go into these huge cities and we're like this one little show in the corner. This one, we're like, oh, this will work. Like we're going to go in. Everybody's going to know about it. And like, it's every, you know, you just watch, this is going to change the trajectory of the business. Oh, it changed it. We were paying bills on that show for like fucking 24 months after that show. It was like, here's what I liken it to. You guys
think of Miami on a Sunday.
You guys have been. Oh, I think both of you guys have been to Exotica, New Jersey, right?
Yeah. I think.
So we do more people in the first hour and a half in New Jersey on Friday than we did in Columbus over 3 days.
Wow.
Think about that on like a number side. Like you, like in Jersey for the first hour and a half, we basically have as many people as we can fit through the doors. Like, you know, it's like, okay, there's four doors, like, you know, and for an hour and a half, people load in. I that was scattered over like 20 hours of a show floor in Columbus. I mean, it was so bad. We've done 40, however many of these things. On Saturday in Columbus, I never walked on the show floor. I like stayed in the staff office and hid. It got so bad that at a point, T.I., like the rapper T.I., showed up because he had like a show somewhere like 50 miles away or whatever. He rolls in. He was like one of the only people in the building. He like actually loved it because there was nobody there to bother him. Like he was just like cruising through. So at any given moment at Exotica Columbus, if you were one of the three people that went, you could have seen T.I. on a hoverboard just like rolling around the show. He then also I will give him credit for asking us, but he asked us to be able to basically like swoop up all of our Exotica hotties. And so we were like, dude, you know, if you take them away, we don't have to pay them. So yes, take all of them. Like, you know, whatever you want to do. And he loaded up his bus or SUV or whatever the hell he was driving with like 9 of our Exotica hotties on the way to the show, which was great for us because, you know, again, we got out of hours.
Rodriguez at her booth.
Then we found out that he left them at the show. He brought them to like a show in like fucking Akron or, you know, wherever the hell it was in Ohio, and did the show and then just like got on the bus and drove away. And like all of these Exotica hotties started calling us like, hey, we're stranded in Akron. We're like, dude, sorry. Like, I don't know. Seem like our problem anymore.
Enough about our crying. I mean, it just sucks. I mean, you guys, look, I mean, everybody, we talk about the same thing every week with most of the ladies that come on here. And that's, you know, it's that we are, you know, basically living in this COVID world. Everybody's doing OnlyFans.
We're in a van down by the river. Again. Yep.
But there's all this shit with OnlyFans this week, right? I mean, I don't know if you guys have experienced any problems with it. So
I'm lost at all.
Explain to me, like, give me the inside view of this stuff, because honestly, like, we're, you know, kind of on the outside and like, you know, we have no idea of this stuff. So like,
what would you like to know?
Oh, come on. Well, Bella Thorne
thing, right?
I don't even know what this is. Game? Who's Bella Thorne?
Well, I mean, I've only heard of what has happened, but it's not like I subscribed to her OnlyFans to see exactly what she's offering, but right. She did say that she wasn't offering any nudity, and there was this one guy who subscribed on her OnlyFans, and he DM'd her for some nudity or something like that, and then she was charging $200 for this video, and he was asking if it was nude, and then she was like, oh yeah, no clothes. But then I heard that, no nudity. So there are some people who are asking for their money back. Right. And
dude, listen, I mean, I hate to say it, but like, if you're that platform, like they've made enough money.
Yeah, that's what a lot of performers or content creators are so pissed about.
Right.
Because the OnlyFans is like, for almost anybody, you can just be an ordinary girl having an OnlyFans page and make some money. But you have these other celebrities who are already making so much money, and why take OnlyFans away?
Right.
Hey, you don't have to tell us.
We've made
$74 with this.
We've made $74 in the last
three. We've made $74 with our online presence.
Oh, yeah, that's even worse, right?
Well, yeah, so what the deal was, but now, like, so now the blowback in this, it wasn't just this one guy, I guess. All these people came on, because what the hell was that show she was on again? It was like a Disney show, right?
It was a Disney show, but I don't even know.
Shake It Off. Was that
it? Oh, there we go. Oh, wow, you know.
my daughter used to watch it. I remember I got her, like, don't even ask. I got her through a connection I had, like her and the other chick, Zendaya, right?
Yeah.
They were on it.
$50 says Dan signed up to their like mailing list.
Things I've done for my daughter. I've taken my daughter to see her. What was that show? Fucking R5. What was that guy? I don't know. I forget the name of the show. Whatever. Some guy on the Disney Channel. R5. Austin something. Austin and Allie. That guy. And what was the other show? Fucking. Oh my God. Miranda Cosgrove. iCarly. I saw her live.
I hope you kept your ticket stub.
I did. I tried. But anyway, so everybody wanted to see this chick, right? They did on it, and I guess now because of all the chargebacks, OnlyFans is limiting, you know, you guys, right, to like no tips more than $100 or something like that, and nothing over $50. It was a subscription
Or
something.
Which
like that.
Leads me to believe that it was a bigger problem somewhere. Like, again, you know, it wasn't. I guarantee you, OnlyFans is big enough at this point that they didn't look at this one person and the one chargebacks are like one. And say, like, hey, this doesn't work. What they're seeing probably is the number, and those guys are super smart and they know their shit. Like, they probably have like an exact number that, hey, once it goes over this amount, the number that we're losing on like chargebacks and all of that becomes unworth us allowing them to make more than that. Like, you know, and maybe who knows, but it's because, you know, dude, through quarantine, OnlyFans has been pumping. If it's pumping for talent, imagine the business owners, you know, like, so I got to imagine those guys got to be smart dudes. Like, they would probably, you know, they know what they're doing.
So Kenzie and Ember, I mean, we'll start with you, Kenzie. I mean, on your OnlyFans, I mean, how much now that you've been able to go back to shooting and stuff? Because like our thing is like you could have, you know, we hear stupid, crazy numbers that some girls are doing on OnlyFans. I mean, you know, like, why would you ever go back to shooting? Or
tell us,
you know,
basically what Dan is saying is, please come back to Exotica.
Yeah.
Please leave your house.
Like, Kenzie, like you feature dance like crazy, right? You were doing how many weeks a month were you a year were you going feature dancing?
I was feature dancing pretty much every other weekend out of the month. I was in a different city, different state. Then I also had an entire tour this year where I was going to be doing that same thing, and everything's canceled because of COVID. So it sucks. But as far as the OnlyFans stuff,
is it more lucrative than feature dancing?
I mean, it's just,
it's
depends.
Less of a pain in the ass is probably what it is.
Like I don't, all my revenues of income, I never compare one or the other because they're each their own thing. If that makes sense. Yep. Like when I'm feature dancing, I obviously get paid by the club to be there just to do performances, but I also do dances. I sell merchandise. I do photo ops. I get tips from people when I'm on stage. So I can make a lot of money doing that. Or sometimes I've had it to where I'm not making that much at all. And it's mainly off of what the club is because, you know, it's maybe not that busy that weekend or there's a storm or something's going on. So, and OnlyFans, you know, I'm on my OnlyFans all the time and I charge only $4.99 a month, which is pretty cheap. You know, I only get like $2.99 of that because of what they take. Mm-hmm. And then, all of like the photos and the videos and stuff that I have, it's all content that you can't get anywhere else. So I'm not charging like astronomical amounts or anything, but I'm definitely not charging cheap stuff. So I do well on there, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I'm balling. Cause I'm not like, that's just not the case, but I do well, you know, yeah. I do well. And
it's a business and there are upturns and there are downturns, you know, and
exactly.
that's,
and, yeah. And what, in my own experience, in my opinion, because that's all I can share from, I can't share for other people, but in my own experience, in my own opinion, your business is going to be of what you make it. Mm-hmm. I put every single thing I have into all of my business ventures that I have going on. And that's why I'm successful. If you're sitting here and you're doing everything half-ass, you're going to get half-ass results. Right. That's just how it is.
That's what I tell Jay all the time. Ember, since you're another person who doesn't do, you know, who's not half-assed at all. I mean,
by the way, I want to say, I will say with Ember, no, listen, they're talk about not half-assing. Like this girl at Exotica for the last like year, every time there are very few people that walk in when the show opens and walk out when it closes and are on from the minute you walk in to the minute you leave and like just are rocking it. And Ember has done just that. Like, over, you know, she is on the whole time while she's there, and you definitely notice it. It's got to be tiring, man.
And I bought the booth, so I better make the best out of it.
Yeah.
Right. Ember, do you feature dance also?
Yeah, I do feature dance. I started feature dancing actually just last year. I want to say last year.
Bad year to start.
it's still kind of new, but I did have some appearances all ready to go. Yes, it got canceled, unfortunately. But in terms of OnlyFans, I'm still trying to build it. I am still trying to build it. The thing is, nowadays...
You know what's going
to
help? Start billing yourself as the Asian sensation. That'll help build up your OnlyFans.
I would hope so.
Don't
I would
listen
hope
to Dan.
After this, this interview, they would see me that way. I'm still building OnlyFans. I didn't like jump on it immediately when it was still new because I was just like, now what do I need this for? I'm already
another platform. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, at the time it was just like OnlyFans. There wasn't all these other options like AVN Stars and, you know, there's just too many now.
Mm-hmm. Has AVN Stars caught on? Is it like actually a thing now, or is it like MySpace?
Which one, Ellie?
AVN.
Oh, AVN Star?
Yeah. No, I hear a lot of people using
AVN Star. Really? Mm-hmm. Do we have an AVN Stars account, Jay?
No, I can't do it. Like, I kind of like Ember when it came to OnlyFans. Like, I'm now, like, when I started this thing, I was like 25, 26. Now, I'm just like, no. Snapchat was the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, once Snapchat came around, I was like, dude, I'm 40 years old. I can't be doing this shit. Like, I don't know. I don't even know how this works. Like, I literally, I've opened Snapchat like 12 times in my life and like tried to have our social media people like show me. I'm just like, I don't fucking get it. Like, I don't understand it. Like, that was when I realized that I was a middle-aged guy. That was like,
you know what's funny about that?
That is when you realized it.
My niece is 8 years old and she knows how to work Snapchat.
Exactly. No,
that's hilarious.
And that was what made me realize like I had reached, like I jumped the shark. Like I reached the point where like I'm now the old dog that you can't teach new tricks, you know? So yeah. And since then TikTok? I don't fucking
yeah,
get
I was
gonna
say TikTok.
I don't get TikTok. That shit either. I actually didn't even put TikTok on my phone, like didn't even attempt it. I was like, yep, we're well past this. So like
it's okay, it's just a bunch of teenagers who are wearing crop tops or barely anything dancing and lip singing.
I'll stick with the above teenagers.
My daughter who is a teenager is on TikTok, you know, and it's like
in a crop top.
So we did this dancing thing, and here's where we make our fucking segue into, and I hate Jay and my girlfriend for doing this, is do you guys watch 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah,
I've heard of it, but it's not.
I love show.
All right. So anyway, so here's the long story. My girlfriend was trying to get me to watch it. Like her and her daughter, they would watch it all the time. Come on, watch it with me. Watch it with me. It's great. No. Then Jay, dude, I'm binge watching. I can't talk right now. I'm binge watching 90 Day Fiancé. I'm like, you're an asshole. Goodbye. And then it's like that. But anyway, so now I forgot when it was. She's there like, can we just watch it, please? Just watch it. And I'm like, all right, fine. Now I'm fucking hooked to it. I fucking DVR the shit so I can fly through the commercials. I watched the fucking Pole Talk one after the fucking show.
I didn't even go that deep.
All right, yeah. But wait. Oh, so no, it gets worse. So there's this guy on there called Big Ed.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about?
He's the, yes.
Kids, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They call him Sweaty Eddie because he went to the Philippines and just like, he told this girl that her breath smelled, that he was like supposed to marry, that her breath smelled and gave her a bottle of fucking mouthwash. He gave her a razor because he said her legs were too hairy. I mean, it was anyway. So I got a cameo for my girlfriend's mom. She and I got a cameo of Big Ed for her birthday. It's like the greatest thing ever for her. But I'm showing it to my daughter. My daughter wants to see it. She's like, oh, that's Big Ed. I'm like, how the hell do you know who Big Ed is? She's her TikTok. So it's not just teenagers. He's got a TikTok account.
This is a long way of talking about Big Ed.
I didn't say they're all teenagers.
I know. That's kind of the way I took Snapchat too. I was like, oh man, this is like, you know, like kids sending shit that they don't want their parents to see. That just like explodes and goes away like 10 minutes later, or 3 minutes later, whatever it is.
It's genius.
That was
my daughter tried to get me to do a TikTok with her, and I said, you know, I told her, I said, you know what? You get your friends, your two friends' dads, one who's a construction worker and the other one who's a DEA agent,
and you guys could do YMCA.
No, and then I'll do one, thinking that these guys would never ever do one. The DEA agent broke he was the first one to do it out of the three of us. And I'm like, no fucking way. But my daughter's, yeah, so she's a, and it's just like, it just looks fucking ridiculous. Like, do the slow motion, slow mo walk.
It's pretty silly, it's something to occupy ourselves during the whole, quarantine.
And occupy Trump.
And you get crazy views on them. That's the wildness is like the number of people that are using using TikTok. That all of a sudden now, like my sister-in-law like posted some video of some shit. It was literally like her going through like the vegetable aisle in like a grocery store or something, and like 190,000 views later, and you're like, what? Like, what is so special?
Was it Maisie?
Vicky.
Okay. Yeah. But your sister-in-laws are attractive women.
They are.
There we go.
That kind of helps. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You have people on there talking in the chat?
We had somebody. Let's see. But you want to hear the great comments we've got,
yeah,
Kenzie?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Show your bob.
I'm just going to go through them. When we were going through when we were talking about the COVID test, somebody said tonsil ticking, and somebody said, congratulations, I don't have it's AKA Mr. Marcus.
Yeah, that's Marcus. Yeah.
It is Marcus. What's up, Marcus? Blue 1014 said Ohio is a good market.
We just banned them. No, I'm just kidding.
And does TikTok have a place at XXX? And then there's just a bunch of the random.
You know what we get? Like, we get a lot of like, hi. 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 Like, hi.
It's sexy.
You know.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Blue also says it's growing. Strong acceptable use policy. Is that Ohio or is that TikTok?
TikTok. Because above that, he said, does TikTok, or he or she, does TikTok have a place in XXX? And it's like every other social media, it allows you to feed into your stuff, but like you can never, yeah, like, they can take it away at a moment's notice and for no reason. Like that.
That's what happened to me. It happened to me twice. One of the reasons that I liked TikTok was, yeah, like you said, the views. And I felt like when I was making some videos for TikTok, I was getting more followers on Instagram. But just recently, it just got erased. I don't know why. They didn't say anything.
Gone the way of Instagram. You know, how many Instagram pages have you guys all been through?
Six, probably.
Kenzie?
I'm on my second one right now.
Okay, wow. That's actually really, that's really good.
We did nothing, and our Instagram got taken away with like about 1 million followers. So here's my weekly plea. If anyone out there can help us get our Instagram back, we will pay you $2,000 American is what it got up to right now. It would go up to more, but we're not doing shows and we're poor.
But
so
we've
please
made
take
$71 so far this year. So.
I thought he was going to say we're going to pay you in the new crypto.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like, let me know your wallet. I'll send you over $70 worth of Ethereum.
I'll give you my crypto too. I'm really not that concerned with it. My Apple shares I'll hold on to. My crypto you can have. Kenzie giving away my crypto.
See,
she doesn't buy into it either. And she's a superhero, Jay. She knows this shit.
I'm keeping it all for myself then.
So speaking of the whole superhero thing, so like up to that point, Kenzie, right? You were doing like mainly like all sex, like wall to wall stuff, right? I mean, you weren't doing that much in features. I mean, I know Axel, but I mean, Axel Braun, who directed Captain Marvel Triple X, like amazing director. I mean, he's kind of done the whole, the whole genre of the superhero movies, both for Vivid and wherever he is now. How was it? Like, was that like, cause I know you do like Muay Thai and boxing and stuff. So, you know, you're a physical kind of chick. I mean, how was it like, doing that movie?
It was amazing. It was, like you said, I was mainly just doing Gonzo stuff up until then. So when I auditioned for that, I really had no idea that I would get chosen. So I was just taking a shot in the dark, really. And, when I got the role, I was really surprised and happy and just super stoked about it.
Look at the size of that thing. I don't even know. Like, that's like the size of her. How do you even drink out of that thing? Do you have a pulley system?
Like, I need it. It's so hot.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Kenzie. I couldn't stop.
It's okay. But yeah, it was awesome. It was, I think all together we filmed, it was like 8 days. Some of the days were, you know, more than like 20 hours.
Which is a long time for an adult movie, for those who don't know. Most movies are shot in a day.
A lot of people, you know, whine about it and complain about it and stuff. But me personally, I don't care how long I'm on set. As long as I have like caffeine and some food, like I'm good. I don't care. And I can listen to music on my phone and whatever. But I think about the product, how the product is going to come out. That's all I want to do is put out quality, amazing content for people to view. And that's one thing that I love about Axel Braun is that's all he cares about too. He cares about every little detail of everything. So, I mean, right down to like the costumes and everything in that movie, it was really, really amazing.
Were you familiar with Captain Marvel?
Yeah, for sure. Personally, if I were to be able to like choose like any character to be, it would probably be Harley Quinn, but I definitely was super grateful to play Captain Marvel for sure.
When I first saw the box cover,
because Ember's celebrity crush is Margot Robbie.
Oh, she's so hot.
I know. She's not just hot. The thing is, she's also talented as an actress.
Yeah, she's really intelligent. Yeah.
Yeah, she's not just a face or a body.
She's all of that.
Yeah, she has everything, and that's one of the reasons why I have a crush on her, aside from, you know, her naked scene on Wolf of Wall Street.
She was the next generation of like Jamie Presley, right? There was like a few girls that all look kind of similar that were
Jamie, dude, how'd you pull Jamie Presley out of your ass on that?
What? No, because you, like, Jamie Presley was like the 10 year before her, like
looked. Yeah, but she wasn't. Jamie Presley wasn't in like a lot of movies, though, really.
No, but she was like the hot, smart, naked chick that everybody remembers from like certain movies. Okay, fine. Maybe I just remember her. We're moving on. Whatever, Dan.
Learning lots about Jay.
Whatever, Dan.
Speaking of, you know, something that a little Jay fun fact is that Jay puts fleshlights in a dishwasher, which leads us to clean them, but which leads us to our next thing. Jay, I want to, can you cue the graphic for our segment?
Sure can. Go for it.
Okay. So, I assume it's up right now. So Kat's curious. Kathy is my girlfriend and she,
ask
despite
the
us
dumbest
being together
questions.
For 9 years, they're not dumb. They're cute questions, Jay. They're interesting questions.
Okay. So sorry, Kathy. I meant cute.
She wanted me to ask you guys is, do you have a bag of dicks in your bedside drawer, and how many dicks are in your bag of dicks?
I haven't count. I think there's at least like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What do you got them out like Mount Rushmore?
And two of them don't work. I mean, they're supposed to be like squirting dildos.
And they don't? Like, what? No. Like, they are they all out of squirt, or do they just, like, do they come to...
You know, the balls are too big for me to, like... And I have small hands.
You can't get it all in one hand, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I couldn't, like, push it to come out.
I feel that those things set a bad precedence, because there's going to be somebody out there that, like, uses one over repetitively, and then they get to a real dick, and then they, like, think, like, they just got to squeeze a testicle to, like... Has something come out, and they could seriously hurt somebody.
Or there's like a
wait, it's not like a clown horn.
No! Like, it's...
Hey, for some guys that works.
There, listen. If there's one thing I've learned with Exotica, there is something for everyone. Like, we had a guy one year write in, and he was like, "I'm really into being trampled. Like, I like to be stepped on, and I like to, you know, whatever." I was like, all right, cool. Show up in the lobby at 5 o'clock on Friday. He's like, all right, great. He shows up right before the doors open. We lay him down in a roll of carpet, and we roll him up in the carpet, and then we stuck him in front of the box office. And so everybody that had to buy a ticket had to walk up and stand on this guy to, like, buy their ticket.
Wow.
This dude was in heaven. He had like 500 people stand on him.
Person.
Yeah, he's and what's funny is, like, he still writes in, like, every few years he'll be like, hey, you know, are you guys interested in having, like, I'm into trampling and I want to, you know, and it's like this guy doesn't remember or realize or think that we would remember him from like 5 years ago. He, like, introduces himself as somebody new. It's like, I'm not getting you confused with the other 10 guys that, like, write in to want to be stepped on. Like, I know who you are. We've had you there before. And, yeah, he's...
You've made a mark already.
You know what? Let's answer Cass' question. Kenzie, bag of dicks. How many?
So, next to my bed, I don't have a bag of dicks, but I have a Hitachi, which is, like, my second boyfriend.
All the dicks. Yeah.
Yes, girl. Yeah. Yes.
Because my I'm like lazy as fuck. So, like, I use my Hitachi like 3-4 minutes, and I'm like, I'm good. And after that, it's just like, okay.
How much is a Hitachi?
Huh?
How much is a Hitachi?
It depends on what brand you want to get, you know, and what you're going for. Because there's different sizes. There's waterproof ones. There's cordless ones. There's ones with cords.
I want one that can burn the skin off a baby calf.
the Hitachi I have is like, I think, like $70.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well worth it.
All right, so that won't set me back too much. Now that she's watched our segment, so that's our segment.
And that concludes.
Cat's Curious.
Yeah. We need a theme song, a little jingle or something.
Oh, there will be a theme song. Trust me.
Da, da, da. Da, da. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Like that. No, but Jay, when you were telling the story before about the carpet thing,
right?
That reminded me, and we're not going to protect some of the innocent, except for the star who it was, but it was somebody's girlfriend. We were in Atlantic City for a meeting, and somebody that we were meeting with, their girlfriend was also friends with this guy, Albert, who was like, used to work at the LA Direct booth.
Right.
But he was like, he had a crush on this girl. Right. And I forgot who she was. Who was it? The girl.
We rolled her
up in a carpet and put her in a trunk and duct taped her. We sent a picture to him.
Her initials are JV.
Ah, okay. That's who it was. But anyway, that's what we did.
They thought it was funny. They, like, rolled her. Somebody was like, oh, you're going to kidnap her and, like, whatever. So we rolled her up in a carpet, or they rolled her up in a carpet, stuck her in the trunk and took a picture of it. And it was a long story. I don't know.
We didn't do the rolling in the carpet.
This
just
is true.
We were
running the trade show while all the other fun stuff happens around it. Like, that's how it works.
That was it. You guys missed the fun. You guys missed Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't miss
LA. You missed LA. You missed Dallas. Dallas was actually cool.
Dallas was fun because it was a really good
we
show.
Them and won. We settled. They settled with us. We would go us.
They gave us all the money. I wish I still had it. I would put it into cryptocurrency.
what's the one I have now? What is it called?
Ethereum.
Ethereum?
Yeah. We're now up $2.35, Dan.
That sounds like something that's a secret weapon that's going to kill Captain Marvel XXX is made of Ethereum.
It does. It actually sounds very like kryptonite-ish.
So, Ember, if you could be a superhero, who would you be?
Oh my god. I don't even know, because there's just so many.
I know. I'm actually thinking, I don't know who I would do either.
Yeah, there's just so many. What would your superpower I thought Mysterio's powers are so cool. I know he's a villain and he's a guy.
So you're telling us you're a bad guy. Okay. Maybe. Okay.
You'd be a villain.
It's okay. That's the Ember part, right?
Yeah. We should have you two fight. It's like good versus evil. Who would you be, Dan? Or I can easily say that my choice for a superpower would be flight. Flight would just, if I could just get around the world, like, and like fly around and whatever, that shit would be amazing. But then how do I get money? Can you fly, like, I don't know. Maybe I'd be somebody that could like steal stuff from banks and then I could just buy everything.
My superpower would be anything that I thought of. That would be my superpower.
So I've been watching.
If I thought I could fly, I could fly.
I've been watching Umbrella Academy, which is like the new show on Netflix.
Love that show.
Right, really great show. And one of the girl's superpowers is she basically anything that she says comes true. So she will say to somebody like, "I heard a rumor that you know you gave me all your money," and the person's like, "Here's all my money." You know.
Oh wow.
That was a pretty cool one. While we're on the topic of TV, though, and we're talking about 90 Day Fiancé, that was my, like, initial, like, binge of, like, quarantine and all that. I have a new one. Are you ready for it? It is Alive. It's a TV show, Alive. And what it is, they take 10 people, and they drop them out in the middle of the wilderness, and the last person to survive wins $500,000. And it's like
kind of like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, and they have to like
or
film
Survivor.
Well, they have to. They're by themselves, so they have to film themselves, do all the shit that they do, and like eat the stuff that they eat, and like catch you know snare like rabbits, and like you know one dude shot a moose.
How long did it stay?
I've watched like three or four episodes or three or four seasons because that's just how I roll so far, and they've gone from like 65 days to like 90 days.
My goodness!
Yeah, like by themselves,
that's worth $500,000.
Dude, it's
you could die.
It's well, that's the thing. Like they pull people for like
that's
medical
only,
reasons.
You're on OnlyFans.
They'll pull people
get
for like
fans, people get OnlyFans.
Oh my god!
They'll get our OnlyFans.
OnlyFans Survivor Island. Like just like whoever gets the most tips like gets to stay. Like the lowest tipper loses. Like and has to go home. That shit would get brutal.
Oh my god!
Can you imagine? OnlyFans Survivor. I like it. Dan, you heard of that here.
Or they have to be the loser has to be cellmates to Ron Jeremy.
Too soon. Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Have you ever met Ron? And I don't want to make light of the whole fucking thing, but did either of you ladies here ever meet Ron?
Oh, yeah. I have.
Was it a good experience? Or, like, could you see, like, what people are saying?
I met him and I did not have a good experience at all. So that's all
I hear that from everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Dan. Good topic. Moving on.
Good topic. Moving on. Dude, you're not contributing anything here, Jay. You talked about cryptocurrency, Ethereum. Whatever.
Get it right. Did I say it right? Or else I'm going to cut you out of the inheritance, okay?
Ethereum. but send it to me so I can see.
By the
it.
Way, I will I say on the comments side,
sounds like a made up word.
We did have a good question. This dude Brian, he asked it a few minutes ago, and he's probably left us by now. But he was asking if he thinks that Exotica will take the route that AVN is. We're doing a virtual convention in the future, and you know the quick answer to that is no. We've often
but Jay, you're getting virtual paychecks.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's you know what? Like, I mean, I get it on a business to business side, and like people that are new into the industry or people that are kind of trying to you know get bigger and do their thing. Why a virtual setup would work like AVN, but we're not that. You know, we're a consumer event. That's you know, it's I often say you can't pirate the live experience, and like. There, you know, listen, if you're into your favorite star, you want to meet somebody like online, go to their OnlyFans page, go to their, their MyFreeCams page, like do what they do. Like we will be back. And by the way, We haven't announced it yet. Jersey is going to push like our show in October. It unfortunately the state is just not in the situation that we can do it comfortably, and so that's going to move. What I've said all along, and you'll probably read in the press release next week, is that. That being said, Jersey is going to be our first show back. Like that's what we are aiming for.
Yes.
You know, so
my
like,
favorite one.
Yeah, and we.
You know, I'm trying. It's not guaranteed
because it's not guaranteed because we're constantly moving dates and
so, yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, look, the quick answer is like everybody's asking, well, why don't you just cancel? Why don't you just cancel? And the bottom line is we have contracts. You know, not only with the facilities, you know, with marketing companies, advertising. The hotels, all that. So everything has to be, there's a process to everything. And they want to basically wait until like it probably like 60 days out to do it. You know, that being said, you know, that's why with Jersey, we know we're going to be back there next, October also in 2021. But we're trying to get like another show in Jersey, prior to that in the first quarter, if we could do it. But as of right and our DC dates are going to move also. From December this year, which we already moved them once back to where, we should be.
The main goal is that Edison, New Jersey is our first show back. Our last show of the year. We're going to do Edison. We're going to repeat our 2020 schedule in 2021, or at least like close to it. And do Jersey at the end of the year too. February. But like I dream of the day where we can actually like, you know, dude, that first day of Jersey, if everybody's allowed to do what we want to do and have it be what we want it to be, then, you know, it's going to be the biggest fucking party that we've ever thrown, you know. But we just got to get there first, which is like the painful part.
So, I mean, what is it going to like for you guys, like, you know, and both of you feature dancing and, you know, doing live events and stuff. I mean, like, how nervous are you guys going to be going back into the, you know, the live world out there?
I'm not nervous because I don't live in fear, but what I will say is I don't want to go back to live events until we're able to not wear masks, because I feel like that completely takes away from the experience of meeting in person with someone. My fans want to see my face. They don't want to just see my eyes. And I've had a lot of people email me and be like, oh, you know, I understand everything's going on. That's like the biggest misconception is a lot of people are getting so upset about everything being moved or being canceled, or, you know, when AVN put out that press release about the award show being digital this year. And it's like the reason they're doing that is because they don't want everyone to have a miserable experience and meet us in person with masks on or wearing gloves or shields on our face or whatever. So,
social distancing.
You know, yeah, it's like, I like the interaction with my fans. I like to be able to hug them and, you know, stand by them, put my arm on them and take photos and, you know, close talk with them. I don't want to stand 6 feet away from someone. Like that's just, that takes away the whole experience with everything, you know? And they pay a lot of money to come to these conventions. And I have fans that come from literally across the world to meet me, and that's a lot of money. So I want them to get the best experience possible. So my only thing is I want to be able to go to these events and not have to wear all of these things. And I wish that people were more understanding that this is a pandemic. None of us know what the fuck is going on. Like, we've never dealt with anything like this before. Mm-hmm. So people just need to, like, take a step back and just, like, chill out and recognize, like, we're powerless over this. All we can do is worry about ourselves and, like, take the next, like, indicated action.
For sure. Amber, what about you? I mean, are you nervous about getting back into like, you know, Gen Pop there of, you know, having, you know, how does there have to be a vaccine, a cure? I mean, you know, where's that line you draw?
She pretty much summed it up for me. Yep. She brought up some really good points. These conventions and these live appearances, the whole point is to interact with each other. And if you take away those things, it's just like, you know, what's the point?
Right.
But I'm not scared. I'm ready, actually.
Yeah.
I am ready, but I would need everything to just be.
Well, like everything else, you don't want to do it half-assed. You know, you just don't want to do it. Like, if you're going to do it, I want to do it, you know? And like, That's why I look at, honestly, for us, you know, not speaking for anybody else, a virtual only thing is us half-assing it. You know, I'd rather bite the bullet and make $71.
Do we look like virtual people?
We've made $71 during quarantine. Yeah, no idea. None. Nope.
Well, we're working on some other things too that are really cool though. So we'll talk to you guys about that shit too.
Did Dan just shoot the guns? I think I saw that.
He did. Yeah. He's like that.
Fuck yeah. I'm excited.
The whiskey's kicking in.
That's exactly what I was. At least he's not drinking that peanut butter whiskey. Like, who drinks peanut butter whiskey? I don't even know. I didn't even know that was a thing.
There's this shit called Screwball. I know you don't drink. Do you drink, Ember? I know you don't drink, Kenzie.
I drink from time to time, but not like, you know.
For a second, I thought she said 10 to 10, and I was like, I like that she's got it broken right out. Like, I don't drink before.
It's occasional.
Now this was just plain old actually Winter Jack, but Screwball peanut butter whiskey, it is amazing.
Really?
Try it, Jay. It's delicious. Jay,
my drink is usually like Kahlua and cream, which is kind of ironic because I don't drink coffee, and if I do, it has to be mixed with like chocolate.
When you drink Ember, do you automatically get flush? So my wife is Chinese, and like, it's funny because so many of her like friends, family, like most Asian people that I've known that like will take one drink. It doesn't matter if they've had 10 or one, like the second that they drink one, they just turn like instantly red and then it just kind of goes away.
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah. Maybe because I'm already 10 as it is.
Probably. Dude, Ember's so tiny. I feel like she gets drunk so quick.
I do. Especially the drink is strong. So I have to like drink it little by little or balance it with water so that I don't immediately get drunk. So
wait, you guys, you could be like her supervillain. We got to talk to Axel here. you don't drink. She will, right? Blonde brunette. What else we got here? Asian, not Asian.
That's a good distinction. Nice job, Dan.
You love coffee. So you love coffee, right, Kenzie?
Yeah, I do.
You hate coffee, Amber?
Oh, man. Are you trying to turn them on each other? I like where this is going.
Super villain. We haven't done anything together, but I like her. Okay.
You're tall. She's not. Dude, I'm telling you.
Dan, you know what? I want to live in a world where we celebrate their similarities and not their differences.
Dude, unbreakable. You saw it, right? Mr. Glass, he's there, every supervillain is the opposite of the superhero.
Or the doppelganger. Ooh. Like they're like fighting themselves.
Have you ever had a doppelganger? Has anybody ever said like, yo, look at this person, they look exactly like you?
Wait, who, me?
Yeah.
No.
No. Nobody looks like Ember Snow.
For some people, you know, all Asians are alike. Maybe, yeah, they'll be thinking, oh, yeah, you look like...
Aside from racist America, like, other than that. Oh, my God.
I shit you not, Jay used to wear aviators and thought he was Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Yeah, that was what I was going for.
I was getting total Tom Cruise vibes. Yeah.
Middle-aged women, middle-aged women, they love that Tom Cruise look. I'm a little too gray for it now, but like it was definitely it was terrifying actually. When I was like,
you cover yourself in oil too and play volleyball with yourself in the house.
Obviously, you know what's funny is
do you have the need
for speed? Yes, I do. When
we're
I was
getting into Jay's danger zone, we better stop.
No. I do have a Top Gun Halloween costume. That's kind of like it's my go-to. It's actually the only costume I own. So if I ever really like need to like suit up, I got like the glasses like tucked into it and it's in my drawer and it's like, yeah. And I'm not joking. When I was like 30, every middle-aged woman that I ever met was like, oh my God, you look like a young Tom Cruise. Oh my. And like, you know, in like a creepy middle-aged white woman way, like just kind of like, yeah, I lived through that.
What you're failing to tell everyone though, is that you wear that to bed every night.
Oh, I do. I actually have it on underneath my shirt right now. I don't know if you're... Some people, oh my God. You know what? I'm going to wear it. We inevitably will be doing this show through Halloween. So maybe that's my time to like bust it out. We could do a full costume, you know.
We do have Godzilla and T-Rex costumes that we walk around the show in.
I haven't gotten in mine since Evan got in it because I was kind of afraid of, like, you know, I don't know what he did inside of that thing while I was in there. So like, or while I wasn't. So you just never have really know.
Have you worked with Evan in like a feature? Either of you?
No, I never have worked with him in a feature, but I've been like on set where he's on set. He's just so fucking funny, dude. Him and Tommy Pistol are literally the funniest guys in the industry.
Well, Tommy Pistol.
Dude, we got to meet Tommy through Exotica TV. We had never met him before. And
I love Tommy. He's so awesome.
Oh my.
Met him, but you never got to know him.
He was the funniest fucking dude. Like, he just, he busted out his puppets. And like started doing the whole thing. And like he had like his characters down, and like he's going through, like had the hot dogs that he's like talking with and like whatever. I mean, that dude was on a roll. And literally, like,
you guys know he did a sex scene with one of the puppets, I guess.
Okay, so listen, I'm not gonna lie. I was on Pornhub one time, maybe not too long ago. And I'm like scrolling through, and there was Honey Gold blowing a puppet, and I was like, no. And like I opened, and it was the fucking puppet that he had on our show. And like, it, yeah, so the whole,
yeah, he set it to where it was on his lap and the legs went around, and like the cock was like in between the puppet's legs, and they put the camera to where it cut off his face, and you could just see the puppet and the cock, and then she's just like going to town, and he's like making noises with the puppet.
The crazy thing is like I finished pretty fast. So it was really good.
So funny.
Oh my. Yeah, no, he that dude is a character. Evan has been a kind of a staple with our show for, I mean, dude, he goes back to the LA days, and like he dressed up as the Joker and ran around the place, and like he would every show he shows up to, he's got like 14 costume changes, and
he was a Riddler.
The Riddler. He wasn't the Joker.
Riddler.
That's right.
Oh, I directed
a few award shows. This one called the Fame Awards and the Fannies for us, the Exotica Fan Choice Awards. But the Fame Awards, yeah, we did in conjunction with, it was done with like AVN and Adam and Eve. It was one of the sponsors. It was a big like thing out in LA. So the one year I had Evan as a host, and he shows up with this like trunk full of costumes. So during every break, he would go and change to another costume. I'm like, there's no way you're going to do it. Like, he didn't tell me he was going to do this, and I was all worried that he wasn't going to come back out. And he came out in a pirate costume, and he came out as a ninja or a samurai or something one time. I mean,
nothing.
What he would do is he would do these movies, and he would just steal the wardrobe from them.
Nothing beats the story though of the time that like he was flying with a bunch of people. They showed up to LAX. Like, Evan was nowhere to be found, and like they're all going through security, and they look over, and Evan comes walking in with a pilot outfit on, walks through the like the pilot entrance, goes through, does like gets everything, like everybody's high fiving him, whatever. They like run him through security, and he just breezes through while everybody else is like standing out there waiting for people to go through it.
He shows up in a military costume.
He has been so pleasant to work with. I produced this comedy pilot, and I hired Evan to make a cameo as himself, and he dressed as this pirate. Mm-hmm. And he even mentions, you know, oh, let's go to Exotica, New Jersey.
Yep. Dude, he's the man. I mean,
he's awesome to work with. He's just very delightful.
In a
look, Yeah.
Evan is the kind of guy that, you know what my favorite thing about it, Evan is every time you see him, he is the best. He, in the totally heterosexual way, is the greatest hugger. That dude hugs everybody. Like, he is like, there's no shame. Like, that's why I actually worry about coronavirus. Like, I don't think I could ever like fist bump Evan, you know, like he's like a straight up like,
right, because you know. More because you know where his hands have been.
I don't know which one's safer. Yeah. I've also, by the way, I've also had my hotel room across the hall from his at some Exoticas, and he's a fucking madman. Like, I just like, there have been times.
That's
there,
Evan.
There was one time, all of a sudden, like, we heard this smashing. We walk outside. Evan had opened the hotel door and was like throwing glasses out the door, and like they were smashing on the wall. We walked over. We were like, dude, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, oh, some crazy lady was in here doing cocaine and throwing glasses. And like, and you don't know whether he's actually telling the truth or if it's like some like ridiculous story, or like if he did it himself,
or it was James Bartley in a wig.
Yeah. Could have been, you never know.
Could have been. Oh my God. We actually had James Bartley dress as Hillary and Evan as Trump in 2015 or 2016.
It was all really funny until Donald Trump won the election. Then it wasn't fucking funny anymore. Like, then all of a sudden you realize, like, we did like Make America Sexy Again billboards, and you know, going into 2015, and they were great and they were the talk of town and whatever. And now I don't even want to see them. I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, just I'm gonna gloss over the last 4 years. Anyway.
Ladies, thank you for joining us for our happy hour and ish. We're an hour and 8 minutes ish. But remind everybody where they can find you, Ember.
You can find me on Twitter. It is EmberSnowXXX. The pin tweet has everything, like my Sex Panther OnlyFans, guys. OnlyFans, search EmberSnow. I am at the 1%. And I am still trying to work my way up. But there's like content there every day. And there's 30% off. So take advantage of it. And my Instagram is Ember4ever.
Instagram number six.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's
Kenzie, totally where can everybody find, where's the best spot to find you online, Kenz?
My Twitter and Instagram are at the Kenzie Taylor. My OnlyFans is KenzieFans.com. And then you can search me on Pornhub. I have a premium account where I also sell videos on there.
Oh, speaking of OnlyFans, since, you know, I'm too hot for TikTok, I want to do like some nude TikToks on my OnlyFans. So if you guys like that shit, go to OnlyFans.
See that, you know what? Fuck Asian Sensation. That's your new moniker. Too hot for TikTok.
Too hot for TikTok. I like it.
Get that shit trending here, like for Exotica TV. All, you know, a couple, 20,000 or you or whatever out there.
Dan,
that'll get a trend.
I was going to put up the Exotica promo, but you know what I'm going to put up instead? I'm going to put up those crypto addresses. So there you go. There's your Bitcoin. There's your Ethereum. You ready, Dan? Are you ready for this roller coaster ride? Oh,
ready.
We're going to have like $77 by next week.
Yeah. But hey, guys, remind everybody to go to our exoticaexpo.com. You can see the dates that do or do not exist at this point. But yeah, just keep following us. Follow us on at Exotica on Twitter.
Jersey announcement again, coming next week.
Yeah, and DC announcement maybe too. Maybe we'll just throw that one in there too. I don't know. We got to wait a little bit. We can't do it.
I can't stop once I start. It stings.
We're just like we want to string you guys along here.
I wish
we want to string you guys along like Bella Thorne on OnlyFans. That's what we want to do.
Oh my God, Dan.
And this is why they don't give me a microphone.
Yes.
What could possibly go wrong? Whiskey, weed, and our lovely guest for tonight. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For myself, Jay, Kenzie, and Ember.
Be safe out there.
See you. Stay safe.
Stay sexy, baby. We'll catch you guys.
Thank you.